Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Joshua slips it into the blue line. Now continuing on back in over the line as Austin turns to his left, shoots, scores! Austin continues the hot hand inside the right post. 1-0 Rochester.
One more thing. Noah's going to...
is coming up to the Sabres and here for practice today as Buffalo gets set for Saturday-Sunday games at KeyBank Center. Noah Ostlund, not only one of the hottest first-year players in the American Hockey League over the last 30-plus games, but one of the best in the American Hockey League in that time. So well-deserved, and welcome in here on Sabres Live. It's almost like there was some foreshadowing, although not exactly, by Marty Baron.
Well, it's almost like there was, but wasn't. No, I just talked about how you've been boosting Noah Ostlund and how good he's been in Rochester. So I followed the train to the station, and then I looked at the 2022 draft where Ostlund got picked. And out of the first 21 picks in that year, there was only one player that hadn't played NHL games yet, and that was Noah Ostlund. And I'm like, it's not for a lack of production this year. It's just maybe it hasn't, you know, been the right fit. And so we got Yuri Kulik. He got called up earlier in the year and then, you know, played the rest of the season. And you got Tyson Kozak and you got Josh Dunn and you got Brett Murray. And you got, like, you've got a lot of guys that have gotten their opportunities. But Ostlund has earned that opportunity now. And he was at practice with the Sabres today. And it will be happy. It will be fun to see what his skill set and what he does at the NHL level. Now, it's not going to be the full evaluation, but it's just a good experience for him to get rewarded.
16th overall pick in 2022, 35 points in his last 22 games with Rochester and 8 goals on a current 6-game goal-scoring streak. And they've all been in different situations. We've tried to document that as much as possible, either here on Sabres Live or on our pre- and post-game coverage on Sabres game nights. It has really been all situations, all times, all different shooting styles. It's really come together for him right now. And I guess we're obviously going to talk to head coach Michael Leone of the Amerks coming up in probably about 15 minutes. They are, the Amerks, getting set for 2 in Belleville this weekend and will face the Senators again next Wednesday back at Blue Cross Arena. The opportunity for Ostlund opens up not only because of what he's been doing, but because Tyson Kozak is week to week due to injury sustained in Ottawa Tuesday. So what kind of opportunity is Ostlund walking into here? Based on time of year, Sabre schedule, Sabre opponents, unfortunate Sabre reality, which obviously has not impacted in a negative way recent results. The team is scoring a ton, so maybe he's walking into a confident group. How do you look at this?
Well, how I look at it is that obviously, when you get called up from the AHL, some players like Noah Austlin would hope to get a top two line, maybe a third line role, right? Because you want to be able to play a role that fits what you've already been establishing yourself in, maybe with the Rochester Americans. Look, he's coming in and he'll play with Lafferty and Malenstein. But you look at Tyson Kozak, it hasn't stopped Kozak to be able to produce and to be able to show that, hey, I may be a player you want to keep an eye on now because of where you want to go next year and maybe some of the opportunities that may be presented. So for Noah Austlin, I mean, would he love to go on the line with Kulik and Thompson? Yeah, but right now it's Zach Benson that's there. And you're not going to move Peterka, McLeod, and Quinn. They've been playing really well. And, you know, Krebs has given Lindy Ruff the opportunity to say, okay, well, you're going to play between Zucker and Tuck, and you're playing well, and you're producing, and you're... So there's really not another spot that Noah Austlin would have been able to fit in. Could that change in-game? Could that change in game two? Because, look, they play Saturday, Sunday. I would anticipate with Kozak being week to week and Norris just starting to skate and that, well, Austin may be here for a few games mm-hmm. before going back to Rochester, maybe for the rest of the year. So let's not, let's not just put him in a spot now. It could change over the first two or three games, depending on how that looks.
Yeah, the Sabres are home for three. The Amerks also, by the way, have the second best penalty kill in the American Hockey League. And with Kozak out of the mix, one could reasonably assume that Austlin could get a shift or two on penalty killing. Again, this is an evaluation period, right? You may as well look at all situations.
But he was on the power play at practice today. So that's
right.
You could see him both play some. If you're going to limit his minutes because he's playing on the fourth line, maybe that changes because he gets a power play shift. He was on the second unit with Quinn, McLeod, Kulik, and Power. Or you give him some penalty kill time. Right. And so that could be how you get the full Noah Austlin experience here.
Well, and... I almost don't want to go too far on this because, you know, don't want to take away from what we're going to ask Coach Michael Leone. But at the same time, I think there's clearly a difference where Tyson Kozak was drafted mm-hmm. and then NHL expectations compared to where Noah Austlin not only was drafted, but more importantly, what he has shown to be able to do. And that's not to take away from Kozak, who started the year hot goal scoring wise, but it's not typically his consistent bread and butter. But what is consistent for Austlin is not only the offense, but all situations. And no one who watches him on a regular basis can go without saying 200-foot game. So is part of this more interesting for Austlin because of his ability to perhaps just slide in on a fourth line and maybe, hopefully, potentially exceed expectations for what a fourth line would be?
Well, 200-foot game could mean a lot of different things. I think right. When you look Austlin, it's great sticks, great positioning, puck possession, great speed. So, you know, you look at Kozak, it's a totally different type of player, right? So... But Kozak fits really nice on that line right now with Malenstein and Lafferty or, you know, whatever kind of mix you have on that fourth line. But for Austlin, it's going to be able to say, okay, well, I got a speedy, you know, couple of wingers here that have been able to create, that have been able to spend time in the offensive zone. How do I use my skill set, which is different than Kozak's skill set, mm-hmm. to be able to have an impact? That's going to be a lot of talking, a lot of, you know, the lines sitting together on the bench. Hey, okay, like on this play. So maybe first period, it's okay, are we seeing everything? Maybe it's, you know, during the second period, third period, maybe it's the second game. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing for me is we want to see a progression. Like I want to see Noah Austlin coming in and having a sort of progression where you're like, oh, I can now see how much more comfortable he gets on the ice. Mm-hmm. You know, I was laughing because Jimmy Snuggerud played his first NHL game with the St. Louis Blues. And his dad, obviously Dave Snuggery, we talked on the show, said, hey, you know what? He's going to have to adjust and he can shoot. Well, in the second game, he got an assist. Mm-hmm. And his second game was a lot better. I watched a little bit of St. Louis game last night and I was like, oh, it's looking like it's better. I saw a progression with Jimmy Snuggery that I was, if I'm St. Louis, happy about. I want to see the same thing with Noah Austlin, which we saw out of Tyson Kozak. Mm-hmm. We didn't really see out of Isaac Rosen because I feel like Rosen on the fourth line, didn't work for him as well as maybe it did for Kozak, and maybe it will with Noah Austlin. But I want to see a progression.
Yeah, I mean, Rosen found himself in different positions for sure, but it seemed like the ice time wasn't, and obviously when he played up, he did get his first point.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, so yeah, that's a whole other discussion that we're going to have 64 times, I think, over the course of the summer, as far as wing positions and...
Did you pick that? Is that his number?
No, but that does get me on the topic of, what's it like when you inherit a tough number? Because... I don't really think 36 is Noah. I get it. He's wearing 86 in the AHL. It looks nice. Looks nice because he's obviously had a nice year. But then you come here and it's like, well, I think we know who 36 was twice over.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like Barnaby Coletta. Like, are you really wanting that at this point?
I want to have the equipment, like guys on to kind of see what is that conversation like. Mm-hmm. Because if Noah Austlin says, can I take 36? I'd probably be like, let's go in a different direction, right? Let's see what other numbers there is. So I think that would be interesting to have as a conversation.
Yes, and we will continue that conversation very quickly here. A loaded show, as always. Shayna Goldman at the bottom of the hour from The Athletic and head coach Michael Leone of the Amerks coming up. It's a busy weekend for both the Amerks and the Sabres. Buffalo is home on Saturday and Sunday, and we have tickets starting at just $26 for these games on, well, it's black and red tomorrow against Tampa, and then the Bruins are in on Sunday. Boston has lost 10 in a row. Sabres.com/tickets, and we hope to see you at KeyBank this weekend. Meanwhile, the Amerks are in Belleville to take on the Senators on back-to-back nights, part of three straight against a divisional foe. Head coach Michael Leone is with us now, and he is without, but I'm sure with a smile, he is without Noah Austlin at the moment. Coach, how are you today?
Doing good. Doing really good.
What was the moment like for you to share the great news the other night with Noah?
Yeah, no, it was, I think there was a bit going around. I think the whole team was really excited. You know, I just think it was a really cool moment for the group. And then, you know, I have a unique relationship with Noah. You know, he's earned it. You know, I think that's the best example. You know, he's done an incredible job for us. You know, we're probably not where we're at with, you know, out his contribution, especially, you know, the last, I think he's got 35 points his last 32 games, and he's scoring, but it was awesome for the group. And I think everybody's just really excited for him to get the opportunity. And, you know, he's done an incredible job. And, you know, really, we'll have the game on in the room on the in Belleville.
So, you know, we just talked about his fit, right? Like as a coach, if you're Lindy Ruff, you look at your top three lines and you're like, I can't put Noah Austlin up there just yet. Everybody kind of seems to be clicking on all three lines. So at practice, he was skating with Ballantyne and Lafferty. Tyson Kozak had some really good success between those two on the fourth line, but they're different players. What do you think will Noah bring to what Lafferty and Malenstein already bring, and how could that work well for him? Because we obviously want to see him have success.
Yeah, I think they're different, Marty, for sure. But I think the one thing that they do that is similar is their play away from the puck, and I think that's why Cozy was having success. He was able to manage games. He brought an element of physicality. Noah might not bring that, but Noah's for a player that skilled, he plays a really responsible game with the puck. Obviously, he could do some unique things that other players can't with the puck, but he's he can manage games really well, and he's done a great job with us for that. And he's going to be really responsible in his own zone. You know, him and Cozy, all of our centers down here in Rocha are really fortunate to have four centers that could play responsibly in the D zone. So I think he has an element where he could extend probably a few more plays because that line wins a lot of shifts at that level, grinding teams down. Now he has the ability to extend plays with his puck possession and, you know, his ability to transport the puck from the D zone to the neutral zone to the offensive zone. So, you know, Noah's kind of a unicorn in that way. You can probably slot him anywhere and he'll be just fine. And excited to, you know, see how he does.
Would you say that he is actually more physical than you would have expected? My example is, and maybe I just, you know, I might look at it from the wrong way in the sense of like, you know, fans are like, oh, like that was a hard hit, took another hard hit. But to me, he seems fearless when he goes in on the forecheck. But as we have shown many times lately, like he's coming out with the puck more often than not, no matter how physical the opposition is with him.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. Like he's probably, if you look at the like contact plays that when guys take a hit to make a play, he is probably has more than anyone on our team. Like he's, if you know, you take away the what it says on the, you know, the pregame sheet of size, but he plays like he's 6'1", 6'2". And I give, you know, we have a lot of, Syracuse is probably the heaviest team we're going to see. You know, they have a couple D, Carlisle and Brozier, that have played for Tampa Bay Lightning this year that are borderline NHL players, elite defensemen in our league. The last four games we've played Syracuse, he has 10 points. And he's getting matched up against those guys a lot, where they're big, physical D, they're long. You know, they're trying to run him through the building, and he just gets up, makes the next play. And, you know, it's been pretty incredible to watch. Like he's, you know, he, like all players, you're not going to win all 50-50 pucks, but he's the first guy to go in the pile, whether it's in the D zone or in O zone, and his ability to escape plays and get out of plays. He has real... You know, I coached Gabe Perreault, who obviously just played his first NHL game in the middle of the season. They're trying to get to the playoffs, and he had a really good game. But there's, you know, I would say they're similar in the sense of their ability to play in traffic for undersized guys because they're so smart and they put themselves in position to either escape or make the next play. And Noah has that ability, and he probably his best trait is his hockey sense, not just offensively, but away from the puck as well.
So you guys have 7 games left to the season and you're trying to prepare for the playoffs. Right now you're preparing without Noah Austin. He's gotten called up to Buffalo. Tyson Kozak has a hip strain. He's week to week. He may be ready just for playoffs. How do you manage that now with your roster, trying to not only finish the season strong, but saying, I got to prepare for game one of the postseason?
No, it's a really good question. I think for us, it's really important to not coast to the finish line, and we got to prepare. We're playing a Belleville team that's, you know, fighting for their lives, so we have to, you know, this might happen in playoffs. You never know, injuries, guys out. You have to prepare your team to play to get ourselves prepared for those environments that we're going to see, and making sure we're continuing to reinforce the things that make us successful. And I think the biggest things for us is what we're giving up and not beating ourselves to give, you know, whether it's odd man rushes, being really good in D zone coverage, the things that you can control that you have to be really good in the playoffs. And I think for us, it's, you know, we've done it all season, guys up and down, and what the mindset is and how we need to play. And that's got to be the focus this weekend. We're kind of coming off of, you know, a high and getting a big win and, you know, getting into the playoffs. But our focus needs to be, we have to play really good team hockey down the stretch, that we're playing the game the right way heading into the final 7 games and into playoffs.
Is there any specific area within that when you talk of all areas and being ready for playoffs, yeah. But one specific thing.
I think the biggest thing for me is, a lot of coaches you hear in press conference, not beating yourselves. And what I mean by that is, you know, taking the risk out of your game where maybe our D slamming a puck in the O zone to get extended time where we can't go for broke and giving up on man rushes. We've been a really good defensive team this year. Something I think our group takes pride in, and our play away from the puck has ultimately led us to have the puck a lot. I think we have the most drawn penalties in the AHL. I think we're second in ozone time. We have the puck a lot, but it's taken, we feel as a group, if we don't give up, if we don't give teams our mistakes, we got a really good chance to win hockey games. And we've done that. And we want us to pressure. We're extremely aggressive. The way we play, the way we forecheck, the way we pressure the puck in the neutral zone, but being, you know, making sure our reloads and our tracking, and we're being responsible away from the puck where we're not giving up, you know, breakaways or odd man rushes. That those are plays I think when, you know, our staff talks about where we don't want to beat ourselves.
So you give the good news to Noah Austin after the other game. You're going to the show, but that also means that sometimes guys come back down to you. And Isaac Rosen, you know, came back to Rochester. So what's the, you know, conversation with Isaac about him and, you know, his time in Buffalo and what he has to continue to work on? Like, sometimes you give good news and sometimes you got to welcome those that are disappointed.
Yeah, I think, he got his game to a really good place when he's skating and he's engaged and he's making plays off the wall. I think if you ask him his last game, you know, given the travel, probably wasn't at his best, but I think it's him, the reason he was called up, not just the offensive abilities, but his play away from the puck, disrupting, he's skating, making plays off the wall, being responsible defensively, and make sure he doesn't lose his confidence, because he's had a hell of a year. You know, he's I think he's top five in the AHL in goals scored. He makes a huge impact on the power play, and you know he's going to get a lot of ice for sure this weekend. So it's just keep emphasizing the things that have put himself in a position to have a career year so far in his pro career, and we're going to need him to be good down the stretch.
Came back and had the game winner in the third period and your win on Wednesday to clinch the playoff spot. One guy, well, it's a couple of things real quick, but my bad. I didn't focus on this when I had the opportunity a few days ago, but we know you love Josh Dunn. Can you just put it into a sentence what it was like to see him play in four consecutive days last week, one with the NHL, then three straight for you guys with the
NHL? Yeah, I would say, you know, he's a rare breed and he's a warrior. Like we had a conversation on the bus, after Syracuse, an emotional win for us. He played a lot of minutes just with the special teams, you know, Dunner, I Dunner must have killed five on threes this year by himself. Like he just stays on the ice. Like we just tell him to stay out there. He's I can't say enough about him and what he's meant to our team. Like he's a guy I see start every game in the playoffs to set the tone. Like I believe in him. We believe in him. And there's a conversation on the bus about, you know, I asked him, are you good to go? He's like, I want to play. He's like, this is good for me. And, you know, there's some guys that maybe have taken the night off, but he's a warrior and he's a rare breed. I think he's close to 70% on the faceoffs, what he's meant to our team. He's unbelievable with our younger guys, the things that sometimes people don't see behind the scenes. He drives us.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a lot of ways, and he's been incredible.
So when Devin Levi plays, he's dressed. When he doesn't play often, he's not dressed. Colorado did that with Mackenzie Blackwood this week. They were like, okay, you're not playing tonight. You're going to start tomorrow. You're going to dress tomorrow. I remember my second year in Rochester, Brian McCutcheon came up to me and was like, Marty, you're not going to dress tonight. You're going to play tomorrow. I felt so weird. I felt so weird not being in the room. I felt so weird sitting in the box watching the game. What's that been with your conversation with Devin? I'm saying, yeah, you know what? If you're not playing tonight, you're not dressing.
Yeah, no, it's another really good point. You guys are on it today.
I got my spy. Duffer's a spy.
No, you guys are, these are great. Like, yeah, a lot goes into that probably the last month. Dev played a lot of games this year. It was more almost like a pitcher in baseball, the starting pitcher of,
do you let him golf the day before and after? Because Roger Clemens, right? He said he golfed before the day before and the day after every start.
Yeah. There's Dev, there's a bit of load management. Like, he loves to stay on the ice, He'd be on the ice till 4 o'clock before a 7 o'clock game if he could. But there's a little bit of that where I think he's matured in his game. And, Sandy's done a great job. And there's a lot of conversations with Shamo and our staff about planning these things. Like, usually our goalies know not just the game before, but weeks in advance of what the plan would be given something happened, guy go up or down or an injury. But Dev, on his days, he goes through a routine where he doesn't play. He's on the ice today. He gets his work in. And then it's the luxury of having three goalies with House Cat here. And, it's really worked out well for us the last month. And Dev's, if you look at the games he's played on those, when we've kind of managed the situations, his numbers are really good in those. He feels fresh. He feels ready to go, almost like it's the first game of the week. And, this week was a great example. He usually goes Wednesday, Friday, but we've been going We haven't played a lot of Wednesday games, so give them another day. You know, long bus ride yesterday, day's work, and Sandy's done an outstanding job for us. So it's worked out. There's a lot that goes into it, the plan, and Des felt really good on those nights, you know, coming back from, you know, his work day.
Devin Levi tied for the AHL lead in wins. Felix Sandstrom, 9 straight wins dating back to before Christmas. Michael Leone, thank you for the time as always. Have a great weekend in Belleville.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There he is, Amerik's head coach, talking a lot about the recent call-up, and that is Noah Ostlund. He'll see his first NHL action presumably tomorrow. But Marty, this weekend, and specifically tomorrow, the Sabres have a pet adoption assist happening, and you can scan the QR code on the screen right now or go to sabres.com/adopt to learn more. Now, this is so important for so many people, but for so many organizations that are trying to help have pets find their forever homes. You know this, you're a dog owner, you're a pet owner, you this is super important to you. Well, we have 6 dogs from the City of Buffalo Animal Shelter that have been called up for tomorrow's game. And we want to introduce you to them here on MSG specifically because you get a great visual. So Willis is our veteran player, longest shelter resident, and now being supported by one of our favorite groups, Buffalo Underdogs Rescue. We have Chirp, who's small but mighty, being fostered by Awesome Paws. And I think, like, the more we go through this, the more you're going to recognize all these organizations that continue to do these incredibly good deeds. Luna is the team's playmaker, finding her stride with Buddy's Second Chance. We've got Violet, our defensive specialist, currently training with Queen City Pitties. We have, and this one's close to your heart, Munchkin, the team's energy boost, housed again by Buffalo Underdogs Rescue, and Zeke, the rookie with potential and learning the ropes at Buddy's Second Chance. So the whole point of this weekend, and for those in attendance tomorrow at KeyBank, there'll be an opportunity to see these pups at the arena. Each of these players needs your support. For every $150 raised, we can move one shelter dog into a rescue foster home where they receive specialized training care and a better chance at finding their forever home. I think people, and certainly this has been me for like not understanding like the importance of the fostering to get them out of the shelter, to give them a chance, to have them in their best possible position for a family to take them in forever. It really is remarkable the amount of work that people put into enriching these pets' lives.
Yeah, and it's giving them a second chance. And for some of them, it's you know, one of the last chance, and you want to help them all. And Dan Dunleavy is really big on pet adoption, and I know he's been promoting it as well. So tomorrow will be a really good event at KeyBank Center. And I hope that we raise enough money that not just those 6 that have been called up, but many more can get their transition into, like, a foster home to be able to get adjusted and reaccumulated with his everyday life, and then into a full-time rescue situation that will work for them.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick timeout. Busy weekend. Really quick takeaway from Coach Leone there. Was there one thing that you really liked hearing about any player or anyone?
I like that he has such a close relationship with a lot of players. I talked to Devin a lot about his. I talked to Isaac coming back. The travel wasn't good. He didn't play well, but it's not an excuse. But I understand that there's so much in the communication that goes on. Mm-hmm. That's awesome to see.
Cool. Shayna Goldman, great communicator from The Athletic, coming up next here on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Not every game are you going to feel your best. So you need to rely on your line mates. That's me this segment with Marty Baron and Shayna Goldman as we roll on here. Oh, Marty, that was a little bit of a grimace there. You're not ready to...
Shayna, you're playing center and we're giving you the puck and you are just holding on to it. We're going to go change early.
All right, I'm in. Let's go.
Hey, there is a lot to discuss. The good, the bad, the uncertainty with injuries for teams. Where's, like, I mean, I can't stop talking about the St. Louis Blues, so maybe I should take the shift off and just let you go in the big story for you right now.
I mean, the big story for me is just that they're still winning. Like, they can't stop winning right now. And it's their 5-on-5 game, right? That is, to me, the most important aspect of this all, because, like, I know it's so easy to look at it, and Blues fans obviously want to hold us accountable for that. You know, we're not the biggest fans of them when we do the previews, because they're not always the most fun team to watch, and we don't always have the most positive opinions about them. And we said they were going to miss the playoffs, and then, you know, here they are. Nobody expected them to be here, but here they are. You know, teams change and evolve, and so do our opinions on them. So to see their 5-on-5 game, it's incredible. But now your question is going to be, like, how can you maintain that without Dylan Holloway if he's sidelined for an extended period of time?
So we like good vibes here on Sabres Live and on Too Many Men podcast. You guys love good vibes. So the Jobu vibe with the St. Louis Blues is awesome, but also the staring down the camera vibe. So it started with Torpchenko one time in the locker room, like the pregame, like, oh, we got the St. Louis Blues against whatever. And he was staring into the camera. And now everybody for the Blues do it. They stare like they're looking into your soul, and they know they're going to rip your heart out every time there's a camera. So I love that they're having fun with it. It's not just like, oh, we're so stressed out. And no, they're having so much fun with it. And that's why I think this St. Louis Blues is great vibes. Talking about great vibes, Cale Makar, 30 goals on the season. And first one to do it since Mike Green in 08, 09. We had a conversation off air the other day with Duffer, and he made me think and rethink and change the way that maybe I will see Cale Makar when it's all said and done. Like, he could be the greatest blue liner, greatest defenseman to ever play the game. And you look at the names that he would be, like the Nick Lindstrom and Bobby Orr and Paul Coffey and Ray Bourque, and, you know, put whatever. Like, is Cale Makar having a legitimate chance to be the best defenseman that we've seen in the National Hockey League?
Yes. I love this. Absolutely love this. Cale Makar has redefined the way we think about defense. You go through the Norris races over the year and the reputation of it all and the block shots and the minutes played and how that takes priority and takes precedence over everything else. And you want someone who scores a ton. But Cale Makar is that perfect combination of everything, right? He truly is an all-around defenseman because he plays the way you should in a modern game. The best defense can be a good offense because if you're forcing your opponents to play defense, they can't play offense, right? You're stopping things from happening in the first place. And he absolutely does that. His anticipation, his poise, the way he skates, and, you know, how decisive he can be. All of that is so incredible. He does it well to play defense, to make the smart defensive plays, to get the puck away from the opponent. And then he does a great job shifting his team from defense to offense. And sometimes he leads the charge, and sometimes he just sets up Nathan MacKinnon. Yes, he has the benefit of playing with great players, but he himself is an elite talent. I definitely think he could be one of the best of all time.
Mm-hmm. How are you looking at this Colorado-Dallas matchup potentially? I mean, the Stars have won 7 in a row, points in 10 straight. They have a home point streak of 12 in a row. Wyatt Johnston is the hottest goal scorer in consecutive games, but probably not the best player on the team. And they are so deep. It's just ridiculous, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, now we're watching Dallas and going, can they catch up to Winnipeg? Who would have thunk that was a possibility? And obviously last night they had the softer schedule than Winnipeg, but there's only a couple points separating them. They play each other next Thursday. So it'll be really interesting to see if they end up playing Colorado, which I think they'll do, or if they jump up, which would be more beneficial, especially if St. Louis ends up sliding to that 7th seed and then they get someone like Minnesota. That's a dream matchup, in my opinion, for Dallas. But the Stars are such a good team, and you can see that forward depth, right? It was stacked to begin with, and now Wyatt Johnston is doing everything and more, and he's jumped around the lineup. He could play center wing. He's an amazing scoring chance creator, but it's not just him. It's a collective unit. Now you add Mikko Rantanen into the fold. The big question for them is whether that forward group and that goaltending, which are both elite, can make up for that blue line if Miro Heiskanen is not healthy. I am truly worried for the Stars in a series against the Avs. If the Avs can keep Natchez and MacKinnon separated, especially because that's so much speed spread out across the top six against a blue line of guys like Cody Ceci and Ilya Lyubushkin and Brendan Smith and Matt Dumba, who don't have the foot speed to keep up with those guys.
Shout out to Eric Comrie. He had a shutout last night against the Vegas Golden Knights. He's doing that while his wife is due any day now. He was actually talking post-game saying, I know all the flights out of wherever I'm at right now because it's any day now. And we know Eric Comrie from being here, and he has that smile and he's a good guy, but he's having a great season and it's working out well for him back in Winnipeg. But Winnipeg Jets lost Nick Ehlers last night. We don't know the extent of the injury. They're already without Gabe Vilardi. The Oilers lost Leon Draisaitl last night after missing some time, coming back out again. They don't have McDavid and Stuart Skinner. How worried are you for the Jets and the Oilers that maybe they're going to go into the playoffs not 100% with the players that they need to be 100%?
I'm more worried for the Oilers than I am the Jets. I think with the Oilers to lose Leon Draisaitl, everything he's doing this year, this is a true MVP caliber player. He is an all three zones player. We think of him as an elite goal scorer, and he is that, but he is a great passer. He is, you know, one of the best forwards at breaking the puck out of his own zone this year. He's retrieving pucks. He's doing the dirty work. He is doing everything and more and has got so much better defensively, right? Like if he played on the penalty kill, we would be talking about him for the Selkie this year in that conversation. So losing him and not knowing if he's going to be 100% is a big problem for Edmonton. And I know they have to jostle with the Kings for key points, and they have two more games against the Kings too. So you might be motivated to have Leon Draisaitl in the lineup for that. But I think your number one priority has to be keeping him healthy. And if it means not playing him and resting him down the stretch, then that's what you have to do. For the Jets, Ehlers is such an important part of their regular season success. He is such a great player. I think how many of us have been yelling for years, he should be playing more and he should be on the top power play unit, and they underutilize him, right? But the big issue with his game is how it translates to a postseason environment. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to see him have that moment before he hits unrestricted free agency. And when you look at how this Jets team has come together, I think my number one focus in Winnipeg would be resting Hellebuyck a little bit down the stretch so he's not completely, you know, driven into the ground before the playoffs even start, and just see what other options you have up front and just keep mixing and matching. The best teams are going to be like testing different combinations and different things. So if something goes stale, you have these other options. And if you're forced to do that without Ehlers, once he's healthy and fits back in, I think the rest of your lineup kind of just takes shape. So hopefully it's nothing serious for him or Vilardi and that they're both back by the postseason, because they definitely need both of them. But I guess it's like a test for them, right? And it's not bad to have this test now versus in 2 weeks.
I don't imagine that people assumed both Carolina and Dallas would be in lockstep post Rantanen trade. But the Canes are 12-2 in the last 14. Are they emerging as one of the potential big East threats?
A big East threat, sure. My issue with the East is that I do think it's very slanted towards the Atlantic. Like, the Florida teams, to me, are a level above the rest in the East. So you still have to get through that. But do I think the Canes should have an easier round one when you consider the injuries in New Jersey? Yes. Yeah. Even if Jersey was fully healthy, would I still pick the Canes in that series? Probably yes. And we saw how good they were against the Capitals the other night. And yes, it's one regular season game and it doesn't matter that much. But that to me is going to be a really, really good series, because the Canes getting to round three would be a massive accomplishment for them. And it would be a step further than they've gone in years past. And I think the most encouraging of it all is, say they fall short in round three this year and say it doesn't work out the way everyone could have hoped in Carolina, I think they position themselves so well for this like longevity to extend their window even more, that I think that everything they're doing right now is great. And the fact that it doesn't need to stop at this season is even better.
Boston's awful, but Montreal needed the win last night, and they did. So the race is tight in the Eastern Conference. Columbus had a tough loss. Nick Suzuki, 81 points in the season. I for whatever reason, I thought, you know, the best defensive centers in the history of the Canadiens are guys like Bob Gainey and Guy Carbonneau, right? And I'm like, they must have had good seasons of 60, 70, 80 points or whatever. No, they were always in the 40, 50 range. And now Suzuki not only has a good defensive center, but he's putting the numbers. Do you think he cracks the top three for Selke this year with his offensive performance and the way he plays defensively?
I don't, and I think it's just because the top of the Selke race is going to be so tightly contested. Barkov's going to be there. I think Eichel could have a shot of being up there. Cirelli's going to be up there. Jordan Staal and Seth Jarvis are both going to be in the mix. You know, if you will give a winger a shot, someone like Sam Reinhart should definitely be right at the top of the pack. But it's not a slight against Suzuki at all, because he has a long career and he's going to get there. He has emerged into such an all-around center over the last 2 years. He is great defensively. He is outstanding offensively. He has ice in his veins. He is coming to play every single time the pressure rises. His passing is probably my favorite part of his game. And it's tough to pick just one because he's so good. I think he will be a Selke guy in the years to come. But right now, I think it's going to be Barkov's to lose, right or wrong. I just think that people are going to flock to him because the name recognition of it all tends to trump a lot of other things when it comes to, you know, defensive awards. Not to say that Barkov doesn't deserve it this year, because if he wins, sure. Like, I have no qualms there, but I just think the race is going to be a little bit deep.
Yes or no? Ovi gets a hat trick tonight.
No. I think that I think everyone's going to shade towards him. And I know it's the Blackhawks and everyone's assuming it's going to happen tonight. I think it's going to happen against the Islanders. it's just my feeling. I could see him getting one tonight, maybe one, and then he could get the empty net or two. But I think he's going to get at least one tonight, potentially two. But, you know, we expect players to grip the stick a little bit tighter and everyone to be forcing the passes to. And I'm not worried about him per se. It's everyone else forcing the passes to him to, like, manifest it happening. It's the same when someone hits 50 goals, right? That 50th goal can be the hardest one to get.
Things you shouldn't worry about: Ovechkin scoring and multiple times against Chicago. Marty, we really got to.
I know quickly, right. Like Matthews last year going to 70, Toronto was trying to give him a puck, and Ovechkin had a hat trick to get to 700 goals against the Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh my god, that's what I'm saying. Then.
Shayna, see you next week.
Thanks for having me,
Shayna Goldman from The Athletic. We'll wrap up Sabres Live after this.
Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
The Sabres, in conjunction with the Buffalo Jewish Federation, are proud to bring the Simon Wiesenthal Center's Mobile Museums of Tolerance to KeyBank Center this Sunday from 2 to 6. The Mobile Museums of Tolerance is a traveling educational center designed to confront bigotry, anti-Semitism, and prejudice. And the museum's going to be stationed in Ticketmaster Alumni Plaza. Hope to see you there on Sunday. We've got just a couple of minutes to go in the show, Marty. We've been continuing to celebrate the great efforts of students, especially in our region, through Bald for Bucks. You had another big appearance yesterday.
It was a huge appearance at North Collins Elementary School. And man, that school, these students and their teachers raised $34,000. They're always one of the most raised money, but it's a small little school community, but they're so supportive of it. I was there. Lucas Nielsen of the Bandits and Zach Belter of the Bandits were both there. We took pictures. It was awesome. Not only did they get their t-shirt and their certificate, they got ice cream after. So the picture was like a quick smile. They were dashing for the ice cream right away. But what a great job for North Collins and everybody that participates in Bald for Bucks. DJ Anthony was great too. Over there, he had the party going. He had the chants going. Man, the kids love him, and it was great.
He may be the biggest, most consistent promoter and factor in all of this. His ability is incredibly far-reaching with the kids, and we love seeing it. You mentioned the total at North Collins. When you follow along on social, just the activity of late, like Amherst Middle School, over $12,000. Yeah. Mill Middle, over $13,000. Silver Creek, over $22,000. Lancaster High School, over $5,000. Nichols was nearly $16,000. Yep. These are just a handful of examples of how many kids and students and, you know, faculty members are making a massive difference here.
Not only did they raise money, if you raise a certain amount of money, you got to pie a teacher in the face. So they're like, Marty, do you want to go? I'm like, is it whipped cream or shaving cream? Like shaving cream. I'm like, nope. I've done that before. If it was whipped cream, I would have done it. I would have licked it all off. But yeah, you know, they got to bite their favorite teacher in the face.
You and I survived the dunk tank a couple of years ago. I might be willing to sign up for pies in the face during your Bald for Bucks night. We'll see you tomorrow for a Sabres game night.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.